I'd like to share gospel message with us this morning. Been thinking about the conditions of our heart. What's down on the inside? You know, the heart is that thing that pumps the blood to the rest of the body. But the Scripture, when it speaks of the heart, has a deeper reference than just that organ that pumps the blood. It has a reference of our affections, our desires, our interests, those things that pertain to our inner life, our thoughts. I'd like to start out in the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew in the 13th chapter, we start in the third verse. It said, He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And He said, Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. He's talking here about the different condition of men's hearts. The seed was the same. There wasn't anything wrong with the seed. It was God's Word. It was the gospel seed. And it comes to all of us in this life. God is faithful to every heart, every soul, to bring His Word. One way or another, He deals with mankind. But the response is different. And it's not because of the seed. It's because of the condition of men's hearts. It's what's down on the inside. What we think about and where our affections are that either causes the Word of God to come forth and begin to grow and to have room in our hearts and our lives. Or it's like He said here, some, He said, fell by the wayside. You know, the wayside is a place where people walk. It's where the earth is compacted. And the seed just lays there. And it's not really able to bring forth anything because it just lays on the surface. And that's the way it is with men's hearts sometimes. Sometimes our affections are set on our own selves and our own ways and our own ideas and our own thoughts. And God's Word comes to us. And it doesn't profit. And it doesn't benefit. You know, the farmers that cultivate. They don't just go out and put their seed and put it out there and get their tractor and just lay it out on the ground. They cultivate it. They dig up the earth. They break up those hard places that are there. So when they do plant the seed, that there's a place there that it can germinate, that it can grow, that it can begin to have room and be able to bring forth, and there can be a harvest to it. Lord, help us today to prepare our hearts. There takes an effort on our part to be able to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. You remember John the Baptist was a forerunner. He was the messenger that came before. And it was to make ready a people for the Lord, for the coming of the Lord. He was trying to prepare hearts for the message that would come. And Lord, help us today to take time To have a heart that's prepared, that's receptive. You know, God wants to plant the seed. He wants every life to bring forth fruit. He wants our lives to be abundant lives. He said, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. He wants our life right here to be abundant. He wants our homes. He wants there's some good fruit growing in our lives, some real blessings. You know, this morning, life is worth living. Life is worth living this morning. There is a reason this morning to live. But if we're not careful, the devil will take. He'll allow hardness in our hearts. We'll allow hardness to begin to creep into our hearts. And it keeps us from getting what God wants us to have. I want to note on verse 10, he says, the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, for him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Oh, these are so challenging this morning. I can see, I can hear with my ears, and yet I can still miss it. I can miss the essence of what Christ came to do in my life. I can miss the essence of the purpose that I'm here for and what He wants me to be doing. I can hear it, and I can see it in many instances, but I can really miss what God is wanting to do in and through my life. It's more than just the human intellectual knowledge. He said, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Verse 14, he says, And then is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. You know, when I was younger, I used to think, boy, I wish some of my unsaved loved ones could hear certain messages. You know, I wish they could have been there to be able to hear that. But you know, there were people that heard Jesus Christ. Nobody ever spoke quite like Him. And yet they went away empty-handed. They went away without receiving what He had to offer. They went away because they wasn't able to grasp, wasn't able to get a hold, but it was because of what the condition of their heart was. It wasn't because of they weren't smart enough. That doesn't have anything to do with it. That's why He spoke in parables. He spoke in simple, what He talked about, the seed falling among thorns, and just simple illustrations. There's a scripture in one place that said, He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich He has sent empty away. Those that came to Him with a hungering heart, oh God, I need Your help. Oh God, I can't do it within myself. Lord, my life, I'll mess it up if I don't have Your blessing and Your help in my heart and my life. Those that came to Jesus hungry, they found something. He said He sent them empty, rich, sent them away rich. But those that came to Him in a sense that were rich, within themselves, they had it all figured out within themselves. At least they thought they did. They didn't get anything. Oh, it's so vital for us this morning. The condition of our heart. To be able to receive what God wants us to receive in our lives. You know, there's a tendency, another place there in, I believe it's Isaiah or Jeremiah, he said, break up the fallow ground. And what I've understood about fallow ground is it's just ground that is allowed to just sit idle. The farmer doesn't do anything with it. He just leaves it. And you know what the natural tendency of it is? It gets hard. The rains come, winds come down, weeds begin to grow, and it becomes hard. You know, the human heart is no different. It gets hard. The human heart. Things happen in life. Offenses come. Disappointments come. And people's hearts begin to grow hard. People begin to blame God. Why'd you allow this to happen? Why do you allow that to happen? Why did this person do that? Our hearts left to its natural state. We get hard. I was also thinking about that scripture. It came, let's get that, in Matthew, the 19th chapter. It said in verse 2, it said, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. There was a provision made for them for divorce, that they could separate from the one that they chose to spend the rest of their life with. Any of us here made that choice? I made that choice. I made a choice. 1985. But I was going to spend the rest of my life with her. I asked her. She'd marry me. She said yes. A lot of people don't make it very far. Things begin to happen. Offenses come. Broken vows, disappointments. And the hearts become hard, calloused. Two people that one time were in so much love together couldn't stand to be away from one another. Wanted to be in each other's presence. Felt that excitement, that emotion just being around the one they loved. Now can't stand to be in their presence. What is that? The hardness of man's heart. There's a tendency. We got to be careful to keep a tender heart, to keep our heart soft and pliable and moldable if we want God to work with us if we want God to speak to us. Another scripture I want to get in Psalms, the 95th chapter. This is quoted in the New Testament. Psalms, the 95th chapter. We'll drop on down to verse 6. It says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. You want to hear God this morning? You're going to have to present to Him a tender, soft, repentant heart this morning. There's something about us as people, our pride, can get so hard, can it not? Who we think we are, thinking maybe we're in the right and they're in the wrong. They did me wrong. Our own pride hardens our hearts and keeps us from receiving what God has for us. I remember Brother Sammons one time preached a message years ago, Brother Mark Sammons. And he said something that stood out to me. He said he found that most people don't live for God not because it's too hard. Because he brought out, he said, there's people that climb Mount Everest. There's people that go down to the depths of the sea. There's people that run marathons and all these things. He said, it's not because living for God is too hard. But he said, it's because the way of God is too humble. We have to humble our hearts. We have to come to the place and acknowledge, I'm wrong. I failed. I came short of what God wanted me to be and what He wanted me to do. You remember Jesus talked about the two men that prayed. He said one of them beat his breast, couldn't lift up his eyes. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the other one commended himself for all the good things that he was doing in life. And Jesus said, the one man went down to his, the publican went down to his house justified. It's so hard for us. Is it just me this morning? Have you found humility hard? To be able to say to your wife, look her in her eyes, and I'm sorry. I spoke too quickly. I misjudged. Sorry, I wasn't as sensitive as what I should have been. Hard to do that. Sometimes we have to do that with our children. Sorry, I spoke too roughly. Sorry, I was out of order. Humility is cultivating the heart, our inner man, our spirit, our heart. When we humble ourselves and acknowledge, a humble attitude and a humble spirit, He said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. It's hard to humble for the flesh. But it's good for our spirit. When I'm able to say, would you please forgive me? I did wrong. I was in the wrong. The human tendency is to put the blame somewhere else. It was because of you. It was because of my circumstances. It was because my boss really didn't understand. Oh Lord, help us this morning. If you'll hear His voice today, harden not your heart. Seems like the older I get, the more I realize and see the hardness that is in men's hearts. That word that we read, it talked about their hearts are waxed gross. That scripture, looking that up, it means the heart is calloused. When we know what something's calloused is, it becomes desensitized. You don't feel like you one time. And you know, that's what happens when people can say such sharp things and it not affect them and not amaze them and bother them. There's been some callousing. There's been some hardening going on. And it will deter us and it will keep us from having the fruit that God wants us to have in our lives. We've got to guard our hearts. We've got to watch them with jealous care. Another place He talked about in the same scripture, I wanted to mention here, children of Israel, the Lord brought them to a point. He brought them to a good land. And they acknowledged it was a good land. The Lord had been leading them and showing them, I've got a good land for you to inhabit. And that's what He's referring to here. They saw the giants. And they drew back. I tell you this morning, it's very easy. Very easy to draw back. And hide behind our human reasoning. Our human excuses. It's so easy for us to pull back. And when we do, we've got a reason. But when we begin to feel that emptiness, and we begin to feel that void of God not really working in our life, and that peace and that joy that we one time had and it just seems like it's kind of a distance from us, we need to begin to examine our heart. You know, it's difficult for us to see ourselves as people. It is. So many times it's so easy to see brother or sister so-and-so or somebody else's weaknesses. But we don't see our own. We think we're the Bible bears that out. The way of man seemeth right in his own eyes. It just seems like what we see is that's it. That's the right way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But humility. Humility is the way to find help and blessing, a way to cultivate our hearts to keep it soft. Have you ever in your life, I know you have, so don't deny it, told the Lord no? I'm not going to. You may have not told the Lord that in words. But down in your heart, you said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. I've done that a few times since I've been saved. I thank the Lord for His mercy and patience. I remember one time in particular, the Lord was leading me. I'd been following. so blessed, enjoying the presence of the Lord. And I failed. At least I feel like I did. My wife didn't think I made that decision. But I began to draw back. And I knew I was in trouble spiritually. I began to justify. I began to reason. But something deep down was missing. I tried to pretend that it wasn't. I knew I didn't want to go back in the world what God saved me from, and I set my face. I wasn't going to do that. I was not going to go back to what the Lord saved me from. But I wasn't willing to go forward either. And I'd open my Bible and begin to read. And it was like reading a newspaper. Just information. That's all it was. Information. Until I humbled my heart. You know, it's not complicated this morning. The way of the Lord is not complicated. It's not confusing. It's not hard to figure out. When we humble our hearts and say, yes, Lord. And when we do that, the Lord has a way of letting us know, this is what I want you to do. This is the way, Lord. God is magnificent. He's wonderful. He's done a lot of things in creation. We look around, we see the stars, and we drove into Oregon the other day. Oh, it was sweet to our eyes. The handiwork of the Lord. Those of you who flew missed most of that. The handiwork of the Lord. But oh, when we've got some resistance in our hearts, we've got some drawbacks. We're setting the parameters. We're making the rules. We never come into those places of having the Lord being revealed in our hearts and in our lives and being able to understand His way of life for us. In the book of Hebrews, he mentions the third chapter. Hebrews, the third chapter, he mentions verse 7. This is taken from the Psalms that we read. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. As in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. People get so hardened in sin. You can see it in people's faces that you meet. You can see the hardness many times. the way they've chosen. And they've got reasons, got excuses for why they did what they did, why they're mad at their dad, why they're mad at their mother. Many of them are real reasons. Many of them were offended. But instead of being able to humble themselves before God, the heart grows harder. More compact, just gets compacted year after year. Gets a little harder. A little harder. We sing a song that says, "Thy conscience, once so keen to feel, that boy sent to reprove, no more is stirred by God's appeal to seek His pardoning love." Let's be careful this morning. If you'll hear His voice, harden not your heart. Sometimes it's hard to acknowledge if we're not where we are with the Lord spiritually. It's hard to say, "Lord, I'm not where I should be. I've been going on my own. I've been making my own choices. I've been following my own agenda." But oh, it's so important this morning for us. If you'll hear His voice, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord, cultivate. Dig up those hard places. Dig up those offenses and hurts. Bring them before the Lord. Give them to God. And you know, the Lord can soften. And then when the Lord comes and plants the seed, there's a place for something to be able to start growing. And it brings forth fruit. Oh, and that fruit is so good this morning. The fruit of the Lord, when you see it in lives, you see it in moms and dads and young people, you see a humility and tenderness and a desire to live for God, and a willingness. What I said earlier about God being so powerful, but He struggles working with rebellion and stubbornness and self-will. It ties His hands because He doesn't force us. He gives us the choice. Today, if you'll hear His voice, soften your heart. Allow the Lord to talk to you. Allow the excuses to fall by the wayside. "Lord, I need You. I need Your help. I need Your blessing." Let's tend our heart. Let's, in our relationships with our families, and let's guard our hearts. Don't let it become hard. Because it will. Left unattended, it will get hard. Pray for me. Appreciate your attention.